The '70s. The '70s. There was Nazareth. Love hurts. And it hasn't improved, hey? It still hurts, but it hurts in the nicest way. The afternoon show now is definitely on the Friday trajectory. In other words, full of good things. And one of the good things on the show this afternoon is a chat with Grant Crawford from Looters. Looters has become synonymous with bucking trends. In other words, if you are used to paying the kind of prices that you are not too happy about, but have become sort of, you know, you don't have a choice really. Well, you didn't have a choice until fairly recently. Prices at the till point were just going one way, and that was north. And then along came Looters, which suddenly changed the game. So, Grant, welcome to the afternoon show. And let's engage. Looters, for those that don't know, maybe just give a quick outline as to the business model.
Well, good afternoon, and good afternoon to your listeners. So our business model is very simple. We clear short-dated stock that may be just past its best before date, packaging changes, barcode changes, as well as a lot of stock that is manufactured by smaller manufacturers who can't afford to list with the big retailers.
And we support them. And why can't they afford to list with big retailers? It's a bit of a secret in the trade, isn't it?
Yes. So what consumers don't know is what back margin is and what trading terms are. So for a small guy or any company to list with the big retailers, you pay probably about 30% in back margin.
What is a back margin?
Rebate, settlement discount, advertising allowance, swell allowance, distribution allowance, e-commerce fees, and all that. If you put that together, a guy who delivers to the back door of a major retailer is giving away about 30% of his profit just to do business with that retailer.
It sounds, well, it doesn't really sound fair, but I suppose that's business, isn't it? If you want to play with the big guys, you've got to go in there and take the knock. But there's no need to necessarily play with the big guys if you can find possibly a smaller guy who is prepared to play at a lower price point, which is where Looters comes in.
100%.
And the benefit to the consumer is what?
Massive savings, in some cases up to 70%. And it's not a once-off. That's our business model. I work on, my stores are spotless, my staff are well trained, and I focus on giving you the absolute best price.
And it's not a, as you say, not a flash in the pan or a once off. It's a well established now trend globally, in fact, that you find entrepreneurs that are prepared to do the research, find where the opportunity exists to bring in really top quality products and produce at a price that is way below the norm. The winner is you, bottom line. And that is fantastic news. Now, the Belita branch of Looters has been open for 4 months.
Yep.
And how has trade been?
We've been blessed. We're fortunate. You know, it's always a big challenge when you're opening in a new area, and that store of ours is a standalone store, so we're not in a center.
Yeah, it's a destination.
And we have had overwhelming support from the local community.
Do you know how many people have continued to phone us to say, we heard about this deal, where is it, how do we and it's obviously you have struck a seam, a nerve, if you like, in the sense that everyone is looking for a way to save in this tight economy, and the middle class is getting squeezed the hardest. I mean, obviously, those that have got very little are always being squeezed, but
sure.
But the comfortable middle class is not comfortable anymore.
100%.
We've been taxed to pieces. We've got all sorts of pressures. The rand is tanking, and things are hopefully turning around, very flipping slowly. And ultimately, the average family is under pressure, but the opportunity to save money, and it's certainly significant at Looters, people see the value and are firm now fans of the brand. Are there plans to expand?
There are plans, and we're going to certain categories that we're going to focus on within our business. So In terms of new stores, we've opened in a 7-month period two big stores. So it's time to for me to go to Zanzibar for a couple of weeks. But so we're going to focus now on more on our processes, and there are certain categories that we are going to develop within our business, and the consumers will see us unfold that over the next sort of 3 to 4 months. So, but for now, it's really just making sure we bed our business down and we continue to give a really good experience, a great experience to the local communities.
And for those that are still not familiar with the store and the ranges that you carry, it's a general, I was use the term grocery store, but it's more than that, isn't it? What are the lines that you carry?
Sure. So the average store carries, the Bolita store carries about 4,300 lines.
Wow.
And it's growing every week. So from breakfast cereals to coffees, teas, fruit juices, sweets, chocolates, frozen foods, we carry the whole lot.
Mainly yeah. food items? Or
mainly food items, yes. We don't do stationery and that sort of those sort of products, but it's food items. So we're really about, when we started the business, it was about how can we truly make a difference to your wallet, and what is a true saving?
Mm-hmm.
For us, 10% is not a true saving. 20% is not a true saving. You know, we really go after
your savings are extreme.
Yeah,
as you say, sometimes up to 70%, which is wonderful news if you're a consumer. There is often, though, the caveat that if it looks too good to be true, probably is. That's not the case here, though. A lot of folk are maybe a little cautious to say, well, I'm not sure about buying stuff that is expired.
And, correct.
You know, one should be, I suppose, aware of that. What is your retort?
So we don't, there's a big difference on date labels. So we only do best before, and that refers to food quality. A used by date refers to food safety. We don't stock products that have a use-by date.
So milk that is clearly, or eggs or something, beyond an expiry date, you wouldn't be looking at it?
Well, milk you can actually consume after its date. It's pasteurized. It'll be sour. And some people actually drink, sour milk. But there's a big difference, like a packet of biscuits. If it's 6 months past its date and you eat those biscuits, there's nothing in that product that can harm you. It might just not taste great.
Yeah.
It might be a bit stale. Same as a packet of chips. They might not taste
good. Some people love stale. You know those little marshmallow mice? You know those ones? They're best when they're stale.
It's like love. It's in the eye of the beholder. But we guarantee all our stuff. And Luther's is 7 years old in December. So this is not our first rodeo. We've been around. We guarantee all our products, not to our standard, to your standard. If you buy something from me in my business that you aren't happy with, I'll give your money back. It's no problem.
It's a magnificent business model. And as I think the proof is simply in the fact that there are so many people that now, first port of call in the monthly shop, Luther's. And if they can't find what they're looking for there, then reluctantly they might go elsewhere. But generally speaking, it's a huge saving, and it's stretching the wallet to reach those corners that were possibly inaccessible, and now you're able to afford those luxuries that you were cutting back on because, well, it's just too expensive. Luther's is the name. You hear about them regularly on 88 FM on Radio Life and Style. The advertising keeps that constant message flowing. And my very special guest, Grant Crawford, from Luther's, in to discuss what you can expect at Luther's. Are there any specials on the moment that particularly stand out, or are there too many?
Sure. Some really cool ones. Ceres fruit juice, 1 liter, R12.90. Lunch bar max, the 62-gram, 2 for $20.
Wow.
You
got a great deal on butter chicken. I heard the ad. Give me a ring of fire.
It wasn't my idea. It was my wife's.
She's very naughty, but it works.
Indeed.
So there is. If you have only just joined us and you've missed the conversation, don't worry. I'm talking to Grant from Luther's, and I'm going to put this up as a podcast shortly, so you'll be able to catch up and share the good news with your friends or listen at your leisure, because that's the way we roll these days. Grant, thanks so much for joining me in the afternoon show, and more strength to your bow. Just a final parting shot for those that are not familiar with where Looters is. Give us a location, a pin drop.
We are at number 7A Gurley Drive, okay. Right next to Rivers Church.
So that's just on the other side of the highway, heading towards Zimbali, heading towards Umhlali Country Club. As you go over the highway, it's the very first traffic light intersection to your right. You follow that road and you can't go wrong. It's as simple as that. Easy to find, lots of parking, convenience and safe and value. You can't beat it. Thanks for joining me on the afternoon show. We look forward to catching up shortly.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
The afternoon show continues.